One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We had the rapid review that dropped earlier this morning on the podcast, and it dropped last night on YouTube. We still had two more games to go at time of recording, so we're going to get stuck into the two Sunday afternoon games now. Shout out to everyone in the Roo crew that went on and got the Caxton Round merchandise last night, the hat for Magic Round coming up, or as I'm calling it, Caxton Round No Schooner Is Safe. They all sold out in there, so the plan was to go via the Roo crew first, give those people that pay to be part of the community first dibs, and then put the rest of them online for people to grab via Rugby League Guru on Instagram and the podcast. And unfortunately, they all sold out there. So one of the perks of being in the Roo crew, everyone that was in the Roo crew as well, all of our hats are normally $39.95. They got them last night for $34.95 Australian cents. So they moved very, very quickly in the Roo crew. They were all gone in 11 minutes, which was pretty wild. But it just shows the sort of community that is in there, how engaged and involved everyone is, which is super humbling and unreal. The link is in the description if you would like to join the Roo crew, guys. We've got so much in there every single week. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, you can talk to anyone that's in the Roo crew. They'll tell you the incredible value you're getting in there. The amount of content is honestly off its head, along with merchandise and stuff like that. We'll probably have a meetup up at Caxton Round as well. So super exciting. Let's get stuck into the games from yesterday, though. The first one, we had the Newcastle Knights and the New Zealand Warriors going head-to-head up there at Newcastle. A game that I sort of switched on all week. Couldn't decide who I was going to tip here. I went with the Knights earlier in the week. The closer we got, I thought, you know what, I reckon the Warriors get the job done. But the Newcastle Knights, they got home with this one. Our anytime try scorer that we tipped you yesterday, there was three guys from the Warriors. The one that we said we liked the most at value was Dylan Walker. He was at about $6.50 on Neds. He saluted in the 26th minute. Great to see. Got injured just before that, but played through it. Had a really good game too, Dylan Walker as a whole. But that was the only try that the Warriors scored. I guess we'll touch on them first of all. Kempe sort of made the point last week, and I agree with him, and I thought it was even more evident in this game, that when that right edge slingshot attack that they do doesn't work, they're sort of out of ideas. I think they sort of need to recreate their attack a little bit. They've got strike everywhere. I thought in the wet, obviously, a little bit harder for Wade Egan to weave his magic. But you could tell that whenever they would just go out to the right and trying to hit Dallin Watene Zalesniak, if he didn't cross over, it was sort of a fuck, okay, what are we doing now sort of thing. So really interesting, the Warriors. You know, I tipped them at the start of the season to miss the top eight. I got 3 weeks in and went, fuck, I'm so wrong. This team is a top four side. And since then, I think they've now lost four games in a row. So a really interesting watch, the New Zealand Warriors. Keen to see how they respond over the next 2 weeks and how their fans respond as well. In 14th place, they might be the best 14th place team I've ever seen. But yeah, not going too well when you have a look at their last few games. I think they've now lost four on the trot. So, yeah, really, really interesting times with the New Zealand Warriors. A very interesting watch. Guys that I thought played really well in this one for New Zealand, obviously Dylan Walker, we mentioned him, gave him a big rap. I thought he was great. I thought Adam Fanua-Blake was massive. got through a heap of work, played big minutes as well. I don't think he got a break until about the 50th minute, and then he came on with about 10 minutes to go. So played big, big minutes, Adam Fanua Blake, in this one. Probably because of the wet, didn't get as many offloads as he would have usually got away, but he was very, very strong AFB, so a very good game from him. Looking to be a fantastic signing for the Cronulla Sharks next year. It's going to be scary when he arrives there. Thought Jackson Ford was really good, got through a stack of work on his edge. Tohu Harris, very good as well. Obviously set up that try for Dylan Walker. I thought RTS coming out of his own end, very strong as always. Just not really getting the opportunities that you would hope. Didn't all go the Warriors' way, obviously. They had the injury to Kurt Capel early, so that sort of threw them a little bit, sort of forced Mitchie Barnett out onto an edge. Meant that Dylan Walker had to play bigger minutes through the middle, so it did sort of throw them a little bit. But they had plenty of opportunities in this game. They just couldn't make it count. Chance clock start, Sean Johnson, Wade Egan, their spine players that are normally lighting it up, all pretty quiet, realistically. Really struggled in the wet. And you know what? The Newcastle Knights, they gave them plenty of opportunities in this game, but they were just gritty in defense, the Knights. They really, really wanted this one. It felt like a bit of a statement game from the Newcastle Knights, and they certainly made a statement to me. I liked them during the week. I faded on them later in the week, but they were very, very good. And if you had to compare which team played better wet weather footy, it was the Newcastle Knights by quite some distance, in my opinion. Let's get to the Newcastle Knights and who impressed me in this one. I thought Jacko Hastings was very, very good, and not so much stats or anything. Just the way that he approached the wet weather footy and his ball playing in the wet was very, very impressive. I was talking to my mate, my best mate Nick about it yesterday, who I really rate his brain as a halves player, and he pointed out on a number of occasions the sort of stuff that Jacko was doing, and I agree with him. He just controlled the game really well. Spoke to Jacko last night. I know that he's very, very proud of this footy side, very proud of how they've responded to the KP injury. Everyone writing them off, myself included, and they've just played tough, gritty footy. And I think there was a quote from Jacko yesterday afternoon talking about how this town is just built on being tough and being gritty and just hanging in absolutely everything. And that's what they've done the last few weeks, so full credit to them. Tyson Gamble, very good. I thought Dane Gagai and Dylan Lucas out on that right side, very strong. Tyson Brazel, I think, is set to return soon, so it'll be interesting to see what they do there. I would personally be looking at moving Tyson Brazel into the middle. I think that with Dylan Lucas on the right and Kai Pierce-Paul on the left, I think they've got enough strike out there. I think they can use Tyson Brazel through the middle. They've been good through the middle the last 2 weeks, but there's been parts of this season and parts of last season, even when they were humming, where I thought Kalen Ponga covered up at times what can be a pretty weak underbelly for the Newcastle Knights. So I like playing Tyson Brazel through the middle. Speaking of underbelly, I've got to give him credit. Daniel Saifidi, a very good game today. He was very solid. Leo Thompson did his work as per usual as well. Tell you what, Jaden Brayley didn't play the huge minutes we expected or that we anticipated, but I guess in hindsight that kind of makes sense after the injuries they had the last few weeks. But Jaden Brayley, I tell you what, he came up with some very, very big individual tackles, some very big moments in this game. So a lot of positives to take from that game for the Newcastle Knights, but I think the biggest one is they came up against a side that, you know, many have tipped to be a top eight, top four side, and they simply just outgritted them. Yeah, they were just too tough. Their underbelly was too strong. This Warriors forward pack is absolutely fucking huge. And the Newcastle Knights, they just hung in there. And they're missing their fair share of players as well, including KP. They did really, really well. And I thought the halves, especially Jacko, I think he just played better wet weather footy in this one. So bit of pressure on the Warriors. I think they play the Sydney Roosters next week, who are absolutely humming. Another loss there. And yeah, this season gets very interesting for the New Zealand Warriors all of a sudden. All right, let's move to the second game. The Sharkies, 20 points to 10 over the Dragons. Bit of a hard one for me to analyse, as you guys would have seen on the IG story yesterday on the About Even show. Picked up $1,000 courtesy of Ned's in this game. Obviously, Eduardo, he took the Sharkies minus 13.5. So I was sort of watching this game through that lens because I was doing so much content on it. But look, the Sharkies get the job done here, 20 points to 10. Nico Hines, very, very good. I thought Britton Nicara on that right edge was very solid as well. Oregan Corfusi crashed over. I've always said, I think he's underrated, Oregan Corfusi. I can't believe the amount of shit that Cronulla Shark fans give him. You had Oregan Corfusi, you had Tommy Hazelden, the two big boys crashed over. I think they've both been really, really good this season. Cam McInnes got through a stack of work. He was sensational. Siffer came on as a middle forward, did really well, really broke it open. There was about a 10-minute period where I think he crossed the line three times and scored once, so he was very damaging. Tivitalakai. I thought that Itto, once again, very good. He made a line break at one stage that had the ball knocked out of his hands by Benny Hunt, a very eyes-up play. But Itto, the amount of work he gets through, I don't have his stats in front of me. I might get them up, but I would imagine he must have run for close to 200-odd metres again. He is just a maniac through the middle. He is, I'll tell you what, he's actually more than what I expected. I was about to say he was everything I expected. I didn't think he would do this much work coming out of his own end. This is the thing that has taken me by surprise. 18 runs, 170 metres in the wet as a centre. Very, very impressive. 49 post-contact, 7 tackle breaks. Mate, he was fucking everywhere, Itto. Top the run meters for their outside back. So in a team featuring Mulatalo, Ramien, Katoa, that is a pretty good knock. And he did it by about 15, 20 meters as well. So very, very impressive by Itto. He is a genuine, genuine star of the future. I cannot wait to see him in rep football and whatnot. We mentioned Nico. He was tremendous in this game. Got through an absolute stack. Nikora Wilton was running some really, really nice lines. Came up with some very good plays in this game. Defended really well once again. Came out and put on some really good shots during this game. 37 tackles, only the one missed. He has improved out of sight, and full credit to him. Cam McInnes did nothing to harm his origin chances as well. So a very, very positive game from the Cronulla Sharks. The St. George Illawarra Dragons, they showed up to play. They played tough. And the Sharkies just went through the motions. They weren't able to play their usual brand of footy because of the weather. But they rolled their sleeves up. They got the job done. For the St. George Illawarra Dragons, going through their game, I'll tell you what, I don't want to go too harsh on him because he's a champion of our game, but fuck, Benny Hunt, some of his last tackle options over the last month have been absolutely atrocious. I'm almost willing to say there's something more going on in the life of Ben Hunt at the moment. He just looks a little bit off in everything he does, and I know in a few weeks' time he'll put on that Queensland 14 jersey and he'll absolutely fuck us sideways. I have no doubt about that whatsoever, but my God, over the last few weeks, his last tackle options have just puzzled me. The amount of times he has either got tackled, put in a shit kick, gone down a short side when he didn't need to, not realised it was last, giving the ball to someone else, putting them under pressure. It has been wild. I've never really seen Ben Hunt do this before over a long period of time, and he's done it for a number of weeks now. So, yeah, very interesting situation. I want to give one guy a little rap, Tyrell Sloan. Now, I posted it in the Roo Crew, so some of you might not know what I'm talking about when I say this, but there was a play in the game where I think it was Atkinson, he burst through, who played a good game as well to his credit. Tyrell Sloan made a big brawl and all tackle, one-on-one, got him down, and it was the exact same situation as what happened last week. He did the same thing on Joey Manu, he made a big tackle, he won the tackle, but then he sort of lost the fight for marker. Joey Manu got up, played the ball, and Sloan was like lying on his side on the side of the ruck, and he stood up slowly, watched it all happen, and he jogged. He didn't really show any urgency, and of course Sammy Walker went, okay, he looked down at his feet, he went, there's the fullback, there's space back there, I'm going to kick over their head. And I said at the time, I was sitting there with my mates watching it, I said on the podcast last week, I said, fuck, I would have pulled Tyrell Sloan aside and absolutely lost my mind at that play, because it just shit me that he gave up in that moment. There was a moment in this game where Atkinson made a break. He made a big one-on-one tackle. He was in the exact same situation. Atkinson won the contact. He got up to play the ball. Sloan stood up and fucking sprinted back through his defensive line into the in-goals. And you saw Nico, he was going to the right, and he saw Sloan do it, which then cut off the opportunities there. So he came off his right foot and went back to the middle. Just a little shout-out to Tyrell Sloan. I know he's easy to give shit to. He's easy to bully. But I thought it was really good to see that improvement, because I have no doubt whatsoever that Shane Flanagan would have sat him down at one point last week and gone, hey, what the fuck is this? Would Billy Slater have done that? Would Anthony Minicello, would Darren Lockyer, would James Tedesco have done that? No fucking way. So I thought it was really, really good to see. A good bounce back. Zach Lomax was involved, just didn't come up with the big plays like he has in the early parts of the season. Fell off a few tackles, had a few errors. Normally when he is trying things, but not the greatest game from Zach Lomax, but still far from his worst. Let's be honest here, he was still pretty damn good. He's setting a very high standard this year. We mentioned it last week that the Dragons, what made a huge difference to them on in that Anzac Day game was that they lost Tommy Eisenhuth. He had to move out to centre, which really cost them. He started this game on the edge, but then he moved into the middle. And I thought, and it didn't shock me in the slightest, that their defense improved out of sight all of a sudden. He was very good today, Tommy Eisenhuth. 66 tackles. He only missed one. He is an absolute maniac, Tommy Eisenhuth, and he has been one of the best signings of 2024. As I said, last week when he moved to center, I think people underappreciated how much of an impact that had on the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Him moving back in there was tremendous, and they looked much better in defense with him. Blake Laurie, I thought he was solid in his time on the field. Jack DeBellin was very good. He's putting together a quietly just a very good season, Jack DeBellin. 31 tackles, zero missed, 126 run meters, doing some really good things. Jaden Sewer as well had about 20 hit-ups in this game, I think. He was popping up all over the place and was very, very solid. But yeah, look, the Sharkies too good in this one in the wet. I think a couple of errors in the Dragons, probably half-time to about the 60-minute mark. They just made too many errors coming out of their own end. And when you're going to give a team like the Sharkies opportunities like that, eventually it is going to cost you. They are going to make you pay. And the Cronulla Sharks and Nicho Hynes, they certainly made them pay in this one. All right, guys, that is our rapid review of the last two games. We will have our Supercoach review for round 9 coming your way very soon. Stay tuned for that a little bit later today, going through every single score from the weekend, discussing the highs, the lows, where people got advantages, what held people back, talking about Ryan Pappenhausen, all that sort of stuff. A little summary of round 9 of Supercoach before we have beers and break evens on Wednesday, featuring the great Timmy Williams, who fucking hit it out of the park this week, unfortunately. Plenty to talk about there. We're very, very tight in the overall stakes, myself and Timmy. Not sure how the catalyst went just yet. Look forward to catching up with her and seeing how she went. But plenty coming your way today on the Rugby League Guru podcast. And remember, guys, tonight, I think it's 6:15 p.m., might be 6 p.m. sometime tonight. Keep an eye on the show's socials, bloke.shop. Kempe's got his 2024 jersey selling along with the green and gold hats as well. So an absolute stack coming your way there. Some of the best merchandise we've ever produced.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
You would have seen last night the advertisement for it. It was all fucking time, filmed at the SFS. A great time there. So make sure you are around tonight. Bloke.shop for the jersey drop for Magic Round 2024.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.